to kind of rub off on the players. Now, the one thing that I will always say about Aaron Rodgers, like him or dislike him, glad he's gone, not glad he's gone, whatever it may be, he at least kind of told you when things were wonky, right? Like, he at least was honest enough to be like, no, we sucked today. There was really no verbiage about it. He was just honest enough to tell us that, no, it wasn't good enough. And he didn't always take personal responsibility, but at least you knew that somebody was, you know, kind of at the helm of what was going wrong. Sometimes with Matt LaFleur, I know he's at the helm of it, but it doesn't feel like he's taking control of the situation, if that makes any sense.
The accountability factor, to a degree, you know, you've got to, you only get what you demand. And
yeah,
I don't think LaFleur has been demanding enough. Tom Brady didn't do Matt LaFleur, in my opinion, any favors.
No.
About looking in the mirror, maybe Matt LaFleur spends too much time looking in the mirror. When you have to really divulge, I spend $100 a week on this mustache and Fu Manchu,
right,
this look.
Yeah.
You know, when people are struggling to get paycheck to paycheck,
right,
and they're trying to relax and have a little bit of entertainment on free TV to watch the Packers, the team they love, and then you hear Tom Brady, how he honored Lambeau Field's honor with his presence.
Yeah.
And then go a step further, and $100 a week LaFleur is spending on his face so he looks pretty. I don't want to hear it. I don't think the average fan wants to hear it, especially on a day like that.
No, especially when the team was playing as badly as they were. And
by the way, Tom Brady, you know what? Whose voice is worse, Tony Romo or Tom Brady?
We may have found something Tom Brady is not good at.
You know what? That could be.
There's not a lot of things. I mean, he's a very attractive human being. He's got more Super Bowl rings than, you know, a majority of legendary quarterbacks.
Apparently a good father, they say.
Right?
Now, husband, don't know.
Anything, right? That ended not great for him and Giselle. But, you know, at the same time, we may have found something, the commentating part about it, that Tom Brady is just not good at. And honestly, there were a lot of people who were excited when he took that gig. And he's very self-aware on social media, and I get that, and he can poke fun at himself. That's not the same thing as commentating a game, doing color on him, and he hasn't gotten any better. He's a little bit like the Packers. Like, he's not really learning from his mistakes.
I wonder how much time he spends in a week, like he did as a player, to listen to his own broadcast. Do you think he listens to the rebroadcast? He should.
No, he should, but I don't think he probably is, because if he was,
if I had a bet, yeah.
I would hope he would learn.
With all the knowledge he has and having worked with Bill Belichick all these years, I would expect a little more insight than the cliches.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You've got to this. It's hard to go up tempo when the ball's wet because you can't get it. Well, whose fault is it that they're in a position to have to go up tempo
right
on a day like that? First time maybe Matt LaFleur abandoned the run in his last how many games. I've been giving him so much credit for not abandoning the run.
And then just went out the door. And yesterday would have been the perfect day to stick with the run. I get the score was a little lopsided, but Josh Jacobs was wearing down that defense. And it was one of the first things to go. Like, they hadn't even accumulated all the yards they've accumulated and had the success with it with Josh Jacobs out there. And he was getting free. He was getting free and picking up big yardage before it was just a thing of the it's gone to the wayside. So it was a little baffling.
When it was 17-3, it was as if LaFleur didn't realize that seven of those points were his offense's fault.
Right.
He acted like, well, I gotta get rid of this run game now because we're getting blown up. Like I don't trust my defense to stop them. Well, coach, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
You know,
your defense is the only thing hanging you in, keeping you in this thing. So
the other thing I always give him credit for is seeing a game for what it is as it unfolds.
He did not yesterday.
Honest about it.
He did not yesterday. He had blinders on. They all had blinders on. Maybe they had blindfolds on. The ball was wet enough, but it looked like they had a bar of soap and they were just like lathering up before the ball came. I mean, there were so many things that went wrong in that game. It was just absolutely like a comedy of errors.
You can coach looking through glasses that look like the kid on a Christmas story. I mean, how can he even see anything? And here LaFleur, they all look like they were wet and damp and just wanted to go home and curl up somewhere.
Yeah, they they really, really did. And it was a little disappointing. And it had to be, I had friends at the game and they were like, it was really disappointing to be out there, to be that wet, and then to watch them play the way they did, you know? And I can understand that from a fan's perspective, actually. Absolutely. Out there at Lambeau yesterday.
You pay the money, you have to make the sacrifice.
Miserable. Being wet like that is miserable.
And you watch these people unpack to get dressed, right down to the socks and the hand warmers and the foot warmers and every kind of Gore-Tex you could imagine, and all of that great care to make sure their wallet stays dry and they're this, don't lose it. And then your reward is to watch them act like, well, we're glad you're here, but we'd rather not be.
Right. Yeah. It was one of those really not great days for the Green Bay Packers. So hopefully the things they're saying in the press conference afterwards aren't just words and they actually, you know, take it to heart a little bit and figure out some of these penalties. You know, and Max said to me too in a text, he goes, I'm not defending the penalties, but he's like, I think the offensive line, he goes, it looks like they just figured out like yesterday that Josh Myers wasn't going to play, even though he hadn't practiced all week. Cause he's like, this is a mess. He's like, they're not in sync. They don't know what they're doing. He's like, then you got Jordan Love back there who can't move. He's like, there's just a whole lot of awful and ugly happening right now on the offensive side. So take it for what it's worth. I guess we'll see. Hopefully the injury to all of these guys is not anything long-term and they're healthy after the bye, because all of these starters were very, very missed yesterday. Let's be honest.
What was Josh Myers? I wonder what his honest to goodness take would be on him being inactive. Because it was his left hand, not his right, and he had talked about being able to protect it well enough with a bit of a club on there.
Right.
And it didn't sound like. And then in the media, the pregame show, our show, we weren't any better than the other one I was listening to here periodically. Josh Myers kind of went under the radar.
Yeah, he did.
Like, no, everyone, yeah. Jair and Evan Williams, yeah, and Jordan Love's groin, and Josh Myers starting center. No biggie.
It was obviously a bigger deal than we all thought. And never in a bazillion years would I have ever thought I would say that, especially, you know, early last season. So be it from me. I was wrong.
He's not Royce Newman, but you're right.
Royce Newman. He wasn't out there. So I guess that was the bright spot of yesterday. Yeah. We do have that going for us. All right. With that being said, we will wrap up here this morning. And you and I are going to chat again on Friday. Packers obviously on a bye. We'll take a look at some of the other things happening around the NFC, because seeing some good stuff from those Atlanta Falcons yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys not so much, and now you've got Dak Prescott who's a little banged up. So Mike McCarthy, though, all the way back to his 2018 coaching days, because that's what that team looks like. And by the way, we didn't even get into this morning, big news before the Lions even got onto the field in Green Bay. They have actually traded for Za'Darius Smith, because obviously Aiden Hutchinson out, and so they went out and they got themselves a defensive lineman and a pass rusher. Sure wish Green Bay had one of those.
Oh man, one or the other. You know, I had to laugh too on the way to the pregame. I was listening to the yesterday to the Vikings game, and the first thing I hear is, well, the Vikings clock management, or the Cowboys, I'm sorry, with the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy. The first thing they say is, the clock management problems. Yeah. I thought, and some things never change. They burned a timeout on offense and one on defense, and now late they don't have a chance to score because they mismanaged the clock. So what it means to me is, and now the Eagles look like they're kind of for real, although the Jaguars darn near got them at the end.
Yes.
But and the Panthers finally won, so geez, there's that. But the NFC's wide open behind the Lions.
It is.
Now.
It is, absolutely.
If you want to be something and have a shot and stare down the Lions in the championship game, Green Bay, there's still plenty of time to make that happen, but do it when you're at your best.
Yeah.
Your best.
It just sucks. They've already dropped two in the division, because it just starts getting hinky once the seedings start coming out. So we'll see how it all plays out. We got a few weeks before we have to worry about that. In the meantime, you have a fantastic week, and we will chat again on Friday, okay?
Sounds great, Maddie. Appreciate you, and we'll get together on Friday and sort it all out between now and then.
Thank you so much. Hopefully the Packers can too. They've got a couple weeks. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. Remember, it's brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for...
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
But it's gonna take money. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, to do it right, child. I got my mind set on you.
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 And this time I know it's real, the feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you, set on you. I got my mind set on you, set on you. But it's gonna take money.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. It's after 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Thank you to Havel and Maddie for talking about everything that happened with that Packers game. My biggest take right now is the Packers need this bye week. They need to kind of heal up right now, and they just need a week away from it. It's been a rough start to the season, you know, but that's how football goes. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Jump, jump.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download that free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. Stream us with you wherever you're at. You're the Fine Young Cannibals on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $65 certificate to Sweet Sanctuary Services for just $45.50. Sweet Sanctuary Services is a Wisconsin professional organizer that specializes in transforming cluttered spaces into serene sanctuaries through decluttering, space organization, and personalized organization systems. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. and she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Ballweg makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Ballweg on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Ballweg.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 65 with wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible, low of 54. Tomorrow, more scattered showers with a high of 63. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Monday morning. That weekend seemed to fly by. I hope this week flies by like the weekend did. Drew Schoolman came on Max FM.
Celebrate. Celebrate. to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. That was the Bengals. Manic Monday seems like an appropriate song for today, after all. You know, we had some interesting entertainment news over the weekend. Ryan Reynolds better watch his back, because someone just threw a beat on him. And this someone has done hard time. During an interview last week, Martha Stewart had this to say about Ryan. Quote, "You want to know something? He's not so funny in real life. He's not so funny." Ryan knew better than to step up on Martha, though. Responding to a tweet about Martha's comments, he said, quote, "I disagree with her, but I tried that once. That woman is unexpectedly spry. She's really closed the gap after a mile or so." But Hugh Jackman didn't mind getting involved. He replied, quote, "Finally someone says it." So yeah, a little bit of a dispute with Ryan Reynolds and Martha Stewart. You know, I wouldn't want to get involved in that one. I'm not sure what led up to all that, but not a good thing, you know. So there's your celebrity entertainment news. And no, I don't think there'll be any celebrity boxing matches going on. They're going to keep the words probably going on social media, which, you know, sometimes people on social media just don't know when to stop those comments on social media or when not to comment on social media. You run into that a lot of the times. You get people out there that think they need to comment on everything. It's like, why are you doing that? Stop doing that. Coming up, well, Deep Blue Something on Max FM.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Baldwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from. And we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.